I want us to appreciate our Father and the Lord for this great honor that they have given to me to stand before the people of God tonight. If you are clapping to celebrate this wonderful man of God, you can do better than you are doing right now. Hallelujah. We celebrate you, Sam. May God increase you more and more in the name of Jesus. Are you calling appreciate Mama? Can we appreciate Mama and celebrate Mama? God bless you, Ma. And to all the pastors, I say God bless you in the name of Jesus. Pastor Okwe, you are powerfully welcome. It's good to see you. Hallelujah. Happy New Year, Pastor. God bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Tonight is going to be a night of wonder in the name of Jesus. Because somebody is assessing signs and wonders in the name of Jesus. This year is our year of signs and wonders. And I tell you, testimonies are already happening. People are already assessing their wonders. And you will not be left out in the name of Jesus. I say your own will not be used as gain for others in the name of Jesus. You know, Papa will say in my place, one, if you take me, Shakwile, they will not use my own as extra for others in the name of Jesus. Your own will not be used as extra for others in the name of Jesus. Tonight, the topic is assessing signs and wonders via praise. Signs and wonders via praise. And what we had just now is the part one of the praise. We are still going to have another session of praise after this brief teaching tonight. I want you to know that our God is a God that wants you to enjoy wonders and to really understand and experience the power and the things that is called signs and wonders. You must be somebody that understands the importance of praise, because the Bible made it clear to us that God inhabited the praises of his people. God inhabited the praises of his people. In other words, it is praise that brings the presence of God unto mankind. And when the presence of God steps down, wonders and signs begin to happen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. In the book of Exodus chapter 15, verse 11. Exodus chapter 15, verse 11. The Bible recorded the first song in the Bible. Who is like unto thee, O Lord, among the God? Who is like thee, glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing what? Doing what? Doing what? When you praise God fearfully, you experience wonder berekatiously. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You begin to express the wonders of God in a way that you can't even comprehend it. Minister Evie says something. He said manifold means multiple, diverse. So when you join the two together, I love that definition. Diverse, multiple. You will enjoy diverse, multiple miracles and wonders this month in the name of Jesus. This year shall be your years of diverse blessings in the name of Jesus. I want you to understand that praise is part of our job as Christians, as individuals. It is part of what God has created us for. God has created us to be a praise, to be somebody that continually praise him. Turn your Bible with me to the book of Psalm 22. Psalm 22, verse 3. The Bible says, but you are holy, O thou inhabited the praises of Israel. God inhabits the praises of his people. In other words, God wants his people to continually praise him. God wants us to continually what? Praise him. Praise the Lord. In the book of 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. It's a popular scripture. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. The Bible says something there. It says, ye are what? You are a holy nation. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the what? The praises. That ye should show forth the what? The praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. God calling you to himself is a call to praise. It's a call to worship. It's a call to give glory to God. And as you do this, you will enjoy praise, you will enjoy glory, honor, and favor in the name of Jesus. Every day of our life is to praise God. The Bible says in Psalm 113 verse 3, says from the rising of the sun to its going down, the name of the Lord is to be what? Is to be praised. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the sun, the name of the Lord is what? To be praised. Psalm 113 verse 3, not verse 1. God bless you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. What are the signs and wonders that are embedded in praise? What are the things that are embedded in praise? What are the things that we tend to tap into and to enjoy when we understand the power of praise? Number one is, praise makes us to enjoy the wonders of God's presence. The wonders of God's presence. Hallelujah. How many of us have been in the presence of some great people? Great men. Maybe the governor, or the vice president, or the president. How many of us? Oh, okay, don't worry. God is going to promote you in the name of Jesus. And you begin to enjoy certain privileges in the name of Jesus. You know, when you step into the presence of some of these great people, you will have goose pimples. It's not that they have anything. You just feel like, Emina, in the presence of so and so. You feel happy. How much more God? When you come into the presence of God, there are wonders in the presence of God. There is great wonders in the presence of God. And praise is what takes you to that presence of God. Psalm 100, verse 3 to 4. Psalm 100, verse 3 to 4. Brethren, I want you to know that God is delight for you to come into his presence. Know ye that the Lord is God. It is he that has made us, not we ourselves. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Can we continue? Verse 4. Enter into his gates. Verse 3 says, telling you who you are. And verse 4 is telling you that, look, now that you understand who you are, God delights for you because you are the sheep of his pasture. He wants you to continually enjoy the wonders of his presence. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his court with praise. Can you see that? Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his court with praise. Tonight, I want you to know, for you to enjoy the wonders of God's presence, you have to be a praiseful person. Turn to your neighbor, say, be a praiseful person. Say, be a praiseful person. Number two, praise brings the wonders of God's benefits into our lives. Praise brings the wonders of God's benefits. You know, the Bible said, blessed be the name of the Lord who daily loaded us with what? With benefits. There are several benefits that are in God. And when you are a carrier of his presence, you enjoy these benefits in diverse way, in manifold way. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The thing that the devil planned for you is to make you not to understand what it takes for you to enjoy your benefits. A lot of people have benefits, but they cannot enjoy it. Many a times, God gives answers to our requests, but we fail to harvest the requests because we don't understand what it takes to bring in the requests. It's just like a farmer who had gone to the farm and planted and did everything that is required. And when it is time to harvest, he doesn't know what to do. That's happened to me. Last year, I planted a particular crop I've never planted before in my life. And when it is time to harvest, I didn't know how to harvest it. The harvest was good. The harvest was plenteous. I've never planted it before. So I didn't know what to do. So I was watching the Fulani people that lives not far from me because they planted the same thing, how they will harvest. And they were harvesting their own. And when they finished harvesting their own, all the birds that were feasting on all the farm, they descended on my own farm. Because it was only my own farm that was now standing like an island. Every other person has harvested their own. So all the rodents and everything left the other farm and came to my one. They started devouring the thing. Then I told my wife, I said, since I don't know how to harvest this thing, I better call these people to come and harvest it for me. Hallelujah. So I called the Fulani people. I said, please, come and harvest. I said, we harvest for you, but we need to negotiate. Praise the Lord. So I have to negotiate because I don't know how to harvest it. Praise the Lord. And, you know, that affected my harvest because 3 days after they finished their own, quite a handful of my own harvest was taken by birds. because I didn't know how to harvest that particular thing. A lot of time there are benefits that God has packaged for us, but we fail to understand what it takes to unlock that harvest and to bring in that harvest into manifestation. One of such key is praise. When you know how to praise God, you know how to gather your harvest and package it into yourself. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Number three is praise releases the wonders of increase. Praise releases what? The wonders of increase. I tell you, this year is going to be a year of multiple increase for you and I in the name of Jesus. I said, God is going to increase you greatly in the name of Jesus. You will be increased to the right, to the left, in the name of Jesus. You will go forward and not backward, in the name of Jesus. Because this year, you will be a wonder, in the name of Jesus. Psalm 67, verse 5. The Bible said, let the people praise you, O Lord. Let the people praise thee. Verse 6. Then shall the earth yield our increase, and God, even our own God, shall bless us. Let the people praise thee. Until you know how to praise God for what God has done for you, there cannot be increase. So for you to enjoy the wonders of increase, you must understand the place of praise. God has done something small for you. Then you must understand that, God, I thank you. For this thing that you have done for me, I give you all the glory. Though this is not all that I desire, but you have done one out of my 10 requests. Father, thank you. Then that thing begins to increase. Praise the Lord. If you want your wife to continually give you good soup all the time, know how to praise her. When she do the thing and the thing is not passing 100%, just say the thing is nice, honey is nice, I enjoy it. Next time she will improve better and you get a better package. Then you increase your praises. It will keep getting better. How much more God? When you know how to praise God for the little that he has done for you, you are a candidate of increase. I speak to somebody tonight that the Lord will step into your case and cause you to enjoy increase as you praise him tonight in the name of Jesus. Let the people praise thee, O Lord. Let the people praise thee. Then the heart will yield its increase. Brethren, every year is supposed to be year of increase. Last year must not be better than this year. Praise the Lord. I said last year, whatever you achieved that is the highest achievement last year will be the least this year in the name of Jesus. Because God is taking you higher in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, praise releases the wonders of increase. And if you want to enjoy this year as increase is coming, make conscious efforts to praise God. Number four, praise brings wonders of victory. Praise releases you to victory. Praise causes you to enjoy victory. Turn your Bible with me to the book of 2 Chronicles. The book of 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 2 Chronicles, actually from verse 1, but time will not permit me. You know, this particular story is one of my favorite stories in the scripture. Very wonderful story. The Bible said it happened after this. It happened after this. That means something happened before. And that thing is in chapter 19. It happened after this that the people of Moab with the people of Hammon and others with them beside the Hammonite came to battle against Jehoshaphat. You know, most often we usually think that it is just three nations. But this verse 1, when I read this thing again, made me to understand that there are more than one. But just three represented them. Moab, Hammon, and Monsia. But the Bible says, and others beside this, others with them, beside the Hammonites. That is, there are others, many more. They came against the children of God to battle, to destroy the children of God. And the Bible says, and Jehoshaphat stood in the assembly of Judah and Jerusalem. That's in verse 5. In the house of the Lord, just like you have come to the house of the Lord tonight, before the new court, and said, O God, our Father, are you not God in heaven? And he prayed to God. And after he has finished praying, God spoke. The Bible says in verse 14, then the Spirit of God came upon Jahaziel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaiah, the son of Jeiel, the son of Mattaniah, a Levite of the son of Asaph, in the midst of the assembly. And he said, listen, all ye Judah, you inhabitant of Jerusalem, and you, King Jehoshaphat, thus says the Lord to you, do not be afraid nor be dismayed because of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. When you praise God, the battle does not belong to you. When you pray, you are involved in the battle. When you fast, you are involved in the battle. But when you switch to praises, you hand over the battle to God. Tonight, God is going to take over the battles of your life and is going to release victory unto you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You know, there's something that amazes me in this story. And the Bible continued, and God spoke to them also in verse 17b. He said, do not fear or be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord is with you. The commandment was actually, go out and fight against them. But look at something amazing in verse 19. Look at something amazing in verse 19. The Bible says, and then the Levite of the... No, verse 18. And Jehoshaphat bowed his head, verse 18, with his face to the ground. And all Judah and all the inhabitants of Jerusalem bowed before the Lord, worshipping the Lord. Then the Levites of the children of the Kohathites and the children of the Korahites stood up to praise the Lord, the God of Israel, with voice loud. That is, with loud voice, they praised God. Now, the instruction was go against them in verse 17. God did not even say praise, but they decided that, look, God has said we should go against them. The natural man will start strategizing. How many tanks should we go with? How many helicopter gunship do we need? How many AK-47 rifle do we issue? How many Alpha jets? Because that's what Nigeria has. We don't have B-2 bombers. We have only Alpha jets. How many Alpha jets do we go with? We don't have stealth fighters. We don't have those ones. We don't have scored missiles, but we have Alpha jets and we are winning the battles. So they did not plan based on that. They began to worship God. And as they began to worship God, verse 21, and when he had consulted with the people, the king consulted with the people, God said, go against them. But the man was like, look, God, you said this battle is not mine. It is yours. Since this battle is not mine, how will I go against them? Okay, I understand by reason of the Spirit of God that for me to draw God into this thing, I need to do what? Praise. And he said, and when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord that they should do what? Praise the beauty of holiness as they went out before the army. And to say, praise the Lord, for his mercies endureth forever. This man consulted with the people. It's like he took counsel with his pastors and said, sir, what do we do? God said, this battle is not ours. If this battle is not ours, we need something to bring God down. And they understood that it is praise that can bring God down. And they switched to praise. And if you read verse 20 downward, the Bible said the enemy turned against themselves. That is how your enemies will turn against themselves this year in the name of Jesus. And they helped themselves. They helped. And when they began to praise, the Lord set ambushment against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mosir, which were come against Judah. And they were smitten. The Lord sent ambushment against them. They are not the one that set ambushment. God set ambushment. Every enemy of your success, of your increase in this year 2019, God is setting ambushment against them in the name of Jesus. This story is so sweet. They slaughter themselves. The Bible says, everyone helped to destroy another. That is how your enemies, they will help to destroy themselves in the name of Jesus. As they are going, saying evil about you, that evil will begin to follow them back to their household. And it will enter their household and destroy them there in the name of Jesus. And as this happened, the children of Israel enter into a battlefield poor. They came out of the battlefield super rich. Read your Bible very well. And when they came inside, the people were all dead. Verse 25. The Bible said they gathered. And gathered and gathered. He said, and when Jehoshaphat and his people came to take away the spoil of them, they found among them abundant both riches with the dead bodies, precious jewels, which they stripped off for themselves for more than they could carry. They were supposed to fight the battle for 3 days. They rather started carrying wealth for 3 days. What was supposed to be a stressful 3 nights or stressful 3 days, God turned it to, you know how you feel happy when you are making money? You'll be very happy when you think you deep peeping, you shake it. You'll be very happy. If you're a married man, that time when your wife asks you for anything, don't worry. You will just smile. You'll be so confident. Praise the Lord. This guy carried and carried. They could not carry all. That is how God will shower you with blessing in the name of Jesus. I love this story so much. Because it's something that makes me to know that I have a great future. That God is there for me. And number 5, because of our time. Praise brings the wonders of freedom from bondage and imprisonment of the enemy. If you know how to praise God, limitations, stagnancy, bondage can never hold you down. Hallelujah. You know why? Because praise brings the presence of God down. There can't be limitation and bondage. You can't be bound in the presence of God. Hello? Have you seen a father, somebody make his son to kneel down unjustly, and is punishing the child, and the child cry, and the father had, and the father comes and says, Kilo Shele. Because he's wearing new clothes and he's looking nice, that's why I'm punishing him. If you're a father, you will just look at the person and say, well done, keep punishing him. Of course you won't do that, because he's wearing new clothes, he's enjoying God's goodness, that's why you're punishing him. You know, that's what devil does to people. When devil sees that God is blessing you, he wants to attack. But when you are a praiseful person, God rises up to your defense. God steps in and defend you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The Bible says, out of the mouth of babes and suckling, God has done what? Ordained strength because of your enemy, that you may silence the enemy and the avenger. When God fills your mouth with praise, you silence your enemy and avenger. In the book of Acts of Apostles, chapter 16, I think from verse 24 downward, Bible talks about Paul and Silas. These guys were put in the prison and they were being punished. If you understand what the prison of the Romans were in those days, it's worse than Nigerian kirikiri. It's worse than. Very bad. Very, very bad. Recently we were watching, I was watching a movie with my kids, and they showed how they took some people to some prison. And my wife was asking, Pastor, is this how prison used to look in those days? I said, this one is even good. It used to be worse than this. The prison they put Paul and Silas to was worse than this. The Bible said they put them into socks. They chained them down. After beating them, dealing with them mercilessly. And when they are laid many stripes upon them, can you see that? They beat them. Then they cast them into the prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely. Because of this charge, the jailer did something. Go to verse 24. Go to verse 24. Who, having received such a charge, thrust them into the inner prison and made their feet fast in the stocks. That is how the enemy has reported some people's progress to the devil. And having given such charge, they will now come, the demons will gather themselves to torment and afflict. But if you understand the power of praise tonight, you will enjoy your freedom in the name of Jesus. Let's continue verse 25 downward. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises. They prayed, that is, there was a pause. After praying, prayer is good. And we are going to pray tonight. We have prayed, we are still going to pray. But I tell you, praises is powerful. And after praying, they sang praises unto God, and the prisoner heard them. They were not doing chuke-chuke praises. No chuke-chuke praises. Chuke-chuke. I will praise you. Oh, my Savior, oh, we praise you. That's chuke-chuke praises. You are praising God and you are dozing. I will praise you, oh, my Savior. Oh, my Savior, I praise you. Oh, the devil will laugh just like you are laughing. Like, hey, look at this one. This one is deceiving himself, herself. He will laugh. But when you engage in real praises, hey, you are throwing missiles at the enemy. Let's continue verse 26. And suddenly, there was a great earthquake, not just an earthquake. I believe this one on the Richter scale, or what do they call it, would be like 9.2 magnitude. So that the foundation of the prison was shaking, and immediately all the doors were open, and everyone's band was losing. Hello, if there's earthquake, what normally happens? Building collapse. But this case, building did not collapse. The earthquake that will happen, that will release you from the bondage of the enemy, will happen tonight in the name of Jesus. Normally, earthquake, great earthquake, should bring the building down, collapsing on them, but that did not happen. The Bible says the foundation of the prison shook. The building shook, yet it didn't collapse on them. Why? Because God stepped in. And when God stepped in, what God wants to actualize is to set them free, not to destroy them. You will not be destroyed in the name of Jesus. And the bands were broken. Not only that, the prison door, pew, everything opened. That is, they are told, you can go. And immediately the doors were opened and everyone's bands was loose. Praise the Lord. That is the wonder that you enjoy. And number six, where I will stop on this because of my time, is praise helps you to enjoy and receive the wonders of God's promises. If you want to assess God's promises, you must know how to praise God. If you want to assess His promises, God has promised you something this year, yet that thing is not coming. I want you to keep praising Him. Keep praising Him for it. Keep praising God for that thing, because you will definitely receive it in the name of Jesus. I say you will definitely receive it in the name of Jesus. Abraham, keep praising God for the promise. The Bible may declare that even the promise God promised him, he did not receive it quickly, yet he kept praising God for it. And as he kept praising God for it, he kept keeping hope alive. In the book of Romans chapter 4, I read from verse 19. Romans chapter 4 from verse 19. And not being weak in faith, and did not consider his own body already dead, since he was about 100 years old, and the deadness of Sarah's womb. He did not waver at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strengthened in faith, doing what? Giving glory to God. As you give glory to God tonight, God will give you confirmation of His promises for you in the name of Jesus. And be fully convinced that what God has promised, He was also able to perform it, because He kept giving glory to God for it. And as you keep giving glory to God tonight, all that God has promised you, God will perform it in the name of Jesus. I said, God will perform it in the name of Jesus. Quickly, what are the things that hinders praises? I will just run through them. Number one, lack of faith. When you praise God, but you don't have faith. You don't have faith in God. You don't have faith. You don't even believe what you are praising God for. You don't believe that God can do it. You don't believe. You don't have trust. You don't have confidence. You know, many times, many of us praise God, but we are not trusting Him. We praise Him, but we don't trust Him. I'm telling you. You know, you can be praising God and you are not trusting Him. You are actually trusting one uncle in Canada. This uncle is going to help me. I've been there before, and the uncle disappointed me megally. He looked at my face and he told me point blank, without mimicking word, and I was just dumbfounded. And I ran back to God after the disappointment. I said, God, what happened? God said, actually, you trusted your uncle. Let him help you. And after I cried to God, it's not 1 week, oh, I suffered small before my senses came back. And initially, I was bitter with my uncle, and God was just laughing. Oh, my God. I was just there. Depressed. The uncle was still feeding me, giving me clothes, giving me money, but the thing I wanted, he didn't give me. So I was not there.
And until one day, I had a message like this, that it is only God that can help. Then I ran back to him. And I tell you, that week, the door opened. And you know, when the door opened, it was actually a job I was looking for. When the door opened after service, the company where the door opened to, my uncle was a director in that company. I didn't know until they gave me the letter. He was not aware. I just went there. I want a job. He said, hey, yes, applied. I didn't write any test, just interview. He gave me the letter in March, backdated it to January. The time that I asked him to help me, God did it, actually that time. But because I wasn't trusting God, I was praising God, but I wasn't trusting him. He backdated it. So after getting the letter, I went to meet him. I said, sir, I just want to inform you, I've just gotten employment in Zuzu. So he said, hey, how? I said, God did it. He was surprised. I tell you, I will remain at that position if I keep forgetting about God. Then I went to go and call my father and my mother to come and beg my uncle. If I had done that, I would still be there. Praise the Lord. You know, many times we profess something, but we do otherwise. Having the form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. That is what most people does most of the time. Number two, because of time. Don't praise God without joy. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 47 to 48 talks about that. Don't praise God without joy. Don't be praising God and you are not happy. I don't even know if it is possible to praise God and you don't have joy. There's a difference between joy and happiness. But if it's not possible, the Bible will not talk about it in Deuteronomy 28, 47, 48. So it means it's possible for you to be praising God and you are not really happy. And because thou servest not the Lord thy God with joyfulness and with the gladness of heart for the abundance of all things, therefore shalt thou serve thy enemy. That shall not be your portion in the name of Jesus. In hunger, in thirst, in nakedness, these things are powerful. All the basic things of life. This is what the Bible is talking about here. The three basic things of life. Food, shelter, and want of all things. May that not be your portion in the name of Jesus. But in order to prevent that, you must know how to praise God and serve Him with joy. Let joy fill your heart. As we praise God this night, may we enjoy abundance of joy in the name of Jesus. And lastly, don't praise Him in sin. Don't praise God with sin. Praising God while you are wallowing and enjoying sin is like offering strange fire. You are wallowing and enjoying sin. You are romancing sin. Yet you come to the house of God and you are dancing and saying, I'm praising God. Hello, you are reporting yourself to God. And it's just God's mercy. Recently, the Holy Spirit told me something. Want me to tell you? He said, one of the things you enjoy is because my servant prays for you often. I'm telling you. Just this week, I was praying and thanking him for something. And I can't remember the time I prayed for that thing. So I was just thanking him. And he said, one of the things you enjoy, you, mention my name, one of the things you enjoy is my servant is always praying for you. And I know it. And I said, yes, I know. He said, that's why you are enjoying this. And that is the grace that many of us enjoy. The servant of God is always praying for us. But shall we continue in sin and say that grace you abound? God forbid. God forbid. God forbid. And that is why if you are here tonight, if you have not given your life to Christ, if there is still one sin or the other in your life, I tell you, praising God in sin is reporting yourself to God. It's like coming to God and saying, I've come, we are king. May that not be in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. The sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination before God. Proverbs chapter 15 verse 8. The sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination before God. The sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination before God. See, the prayer of the righteous, the praises of the righteous is His delight. And as we praise God tonight, may God accept our praises in the name of Jesus. All heads bowed, all eyes closed tonight. Before we praise God tonight, I want you to pray. If you are here, you know that you are still living in sin. You are not what you